this morning, Luke's Gospel, chapter number 6. Very elementary verse, but let's see what we can glean out of this. I know I've got to go through these verses before I go home this morning. Brother Dwayne said exactly right, we need each other. And hey, before I preach, would y'all do something for me? Would everybody look right here just a minute? If somebody ever calls you on the phone and starts talking about somebody, you ought to say, quit. Our preacher said it ain't right to do that. And the reason he said that, because it's in the Bible not to do that. Because he says this. He says in 6:36, be ye therefore merciful as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Some folks think they're judge and jury. But I'd be careful the judgment I pass. Because he says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Let me tell you something. When you forgive somebody, that don't mean that you forgot it, because we're human. But when you forgive somebody, it means you're not in bondage by them. To forgive them as Christ forgave. Now, if you walk up and slap me up against the head, and then you get right, I can forgive you, but I ain't going to forget about it. Shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. So it's all natural that we do remember things, but we can't hold vendettas against one another. Because Jesus said this, forgive and it shall be forgiven. Give and it shall be given. Unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give it in your bosom. For the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. And then Jesus starts into a parable. He talks about it in verse 47 of Luke 6, 47. And now I want to read these next three verses. Jesus said a great word. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house, dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing honoring the reading of the Word of God. Matter of fact, all through the Old Testament, when the Scripture was read, people stood in honor and respect to the Word of God. And I think it's still right to stand and respect our flag this morning. And our forefathers have died and given us freedom to be where we're sitting today. And by the way, America is still the greatest nation upon the face of the earth. And I thank God that He loves America today. And I'm glad to be an American. But now within this parable, I want to preach on this subject this morning, on a firm foundation. A firm foundation. Now, let's look at what Jesus said. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now you'll notice, first of all, in verse 47, you'll see he's a decisive man. A decisive man. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. I wonder, is there anybody today that is deciding whether to serve Christ or not? I wonder if there's anybody that is mowing over in their mind, am I a Christian? I'm not a Christian, but I would like to be a Christian. I want to say that this Bible says that this man that had a firm foundation, he had a decisive mind. You know, God has given us a mind. He's given us a heart. He's given us a spirit. man is triune like God. Man is made up of the flesh, the soul, and the spirit. Therefore, a man or a woman, boy or girl, must make a decision to be a Christian. The Bible said, as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. So there's got to be a time that you have decided to come to Christ. Now notice what He says here. Whosoever cometh to Me and heareth My sayings and doeth them. Now, we've heard the gospel preached over and over and over. What is the gospel? The gospel is simply the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, honey, religion will let you die and go to hell in your sins. But Jesus can save you this morning. And here, upon this firm foundation, you'll notice there was a decisive man. He used the word whosoever. I'm grateful of that. You know, I look around today and there's all walks of life here. And there's different colors. There's different natures. There's different demeanors. But it's something about it, this word whosoever. That covers everybody in this building. That covers everybody outside of this building. And there's a decision that must be made if you want to be saved and go to heaven when you die. Because when you die and you're not saved, hell will be your home. I don't back up off what Jesus said in this Bible. Now, He said, whosoever will. I'm glad it is a whosoever gospel. So here's a decisive man. But then secondly, you'll notice in verse 47, there is a doing man. Whosoever cometh to Me and heareth My sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now, here's a man that responded to the light that Jesus gave him. The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. He also said in this Bible that He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. So here is a man that has heard. He's got light of the gospel. He's a decisive man. Jesus said, whosoever cometh to Me. But now he's a doing man. He said, and doeth them. Do what? Well, let's look and see what he does. Now there's a decisive man. There's a doing man, but look what it says in verse 48. There's a diligent man. He's like a man which built a house. Now, what kind of house are you building? What kind of house are you living in? You see, the day that I got saved, the day that I trusted Christ, I felt God knocking on my heart. I realized I was a sinner on my way to hell. Nobody wants to hear that today in this passive hour. But honey, you better get saved by the grace of God. Jesus said you must be born again. It's not His opinion. It's a mandate. If you want to see God, you must trust Jesus the Son to get where the Father is. Now, there was a decisive man. There's a doing man. He done something about it. So we find him now as a diligent man. He's like a man which built a house. The day I got saved and trusted Jesus, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came in me to live. The Bible teaches me that the day that He came into me, that He sealed me. That doesn't mean to like put a gasket around me, but it means a stamp. It means a seal that the Spirit of God put on my life and in my soul. And now I'm one of His. I'm not this world anymore. Now there's two natures in me. This old man, he's 57 years old and he's real good at what he does. I got saved in 81. The new man's only 30-something years old. So I got to be careful that 57-year-old will outweigh this 30-something year old. But I'm glad the Spirit of God lives in me and I'm one of His children. And now in me is a house where Jesus lives. We are an earthen vessel where Jesus lives. Has there ever been a time that Jesus moved in you? I'm not talking about, did you join a church? I'm not asking you, did you get baptized? Has there ever been a time that you had a decision to make and then you responded upon your decision? You came to Christ by all the faith that you knew to do. I've heard people say this, but it's not in your Bible. You must say this. Let me tell you what being saved is responding to God out of your spirit and out of your heart, and you start following Him. In other words, there's got to be a time and a place in your life when you decided, I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to trust Christ. I've heard people say, well, you got to say this and do this. Let me tell you, at Sandy Flat Baptist Church in 1981, I was sitting on the third pew back. The preacher preached. God had been dealing with me about a week. You know what I simply did? When my foot stepped out of that aisle to come down to that altar to trust God, the Lord saved me. And people in the church, they thought I was joining the church. I wasn't joining the church. I just got saved by the grace of God. Why? Because my heart turned to God. A natural man don't have God on their mind. They know there's a God. The Bible tells us by our conscience, by creation, we can look and realize there's a God. But that's not enough to get us to heaven. The Bible said that the devils also believe and tremble. We must be born again. So, preacher, here on this firm foundation, there was a decision this man had. There was a diligence this man had. He said, you know what? I better get busy doing what he told me to do. Can I tell you, you that are getting older, that's never been saved, you better get busy trusting Christ this morning or hell's going to find you one day. I preach funerals. Too many funerals. We never know when funerals will come. You'd be surprised the people that looks at your preacher when I mention hell. You'd be surprised the people and the looks that I get when I tell them Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to heaven except by Jesus this morning. You say, well, I'm a good person. You're the one of the hardest people in the country to reach. Because you're a good person. But I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about your goodness and my goodness. There's none good, no, not one. Our goodness cannot get us to heaven this morning. And so we must realize that there's a need in our life. I want to ask you something, just as a country preacher. Have you ever seen the need in your life to build something that's solid? To build something that will last forever. And so we see this firm foundation. He's a decisive man. He, whosoever cometh to me and heareth. He's a doing man and doeth them. He's a diligent man. He built the house. But look in verse 48. Matter of fact, I started and titled the sermon out of this phrase. You'll notice not only is he a doing man, a diligent man, but in verse 48, he's a digging man. Because the Bible said, he which built a house and he digged deep and laid the foundation on the rock. I'm glad one day by my heartstrings I dug deep and hit the rock. Man, my life changed. Have you been perfect, preacher? Oh, no, I've made a lot of mistakes. And I fight this flesh every day I live. I don't know why in the world. Now listen, the Bible says I'm not to be a brawler. One of the qualifications of my office. I'm to be the husband of one wife. I can't be a woman and be a preacher. Somebody say amen. I still believe the Bible. And you ought to believe the Bible. Because it's still right to believe the Bible. And I've got to work on this flesh all the time because it wants to do that. I don't know why people think, well, that preacher got upset. Well, I'm human like you are. That's sort of like the judge. They had a trial and a jury on another day. Them bunch of liberals got to scream and say, well, he lost his temper. I bet they'd lose theirs too. We won't be easy to judge people, but I'm telling you this morning. When Jesus moves in you, He'll make a difference in your life. Now, there is a digging. You'll notice digging is a lot different than other places. If I go to your house and dig, I may hit pretty quick where I need to go. But in other places, I may have to dig more. I want to say this is such on an individual basis of this digging. Some accept Christ and believe just like this and they're gloriously saved. Others, it takes a while of digging. 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 I've got to hit it. I've got to get satisfied. I've got to get there. But let me tell you, let your heart dig toward Him this morning in your spirit and hit the solid rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Digging is hard, is it not? I've seen people that would labor trying to be saved. But I want to say this. The main ingredient for you being saved is this. You've got to realize you're lost. And to some people, as they approach Christ by faith, the digging is easier than others. If you get out into a place, I remember me and Miss Renee built our home. Her daddy was old school. And I was on a Pepsi truck delivering through the day, and I wanted him to get a backhoe. And you know what he said, Brother David? Boy, we can't afford no backhoe. Get a pick and shovel, and we're going to dig them footers out. So I'd turn on a pickup truck at night, and I'd dig them footers at night. It was hard. I'd hit stumps. I'd hit roots, and they'd pull out. But now I've dug other places. It was pretty soft digging. But it was something all in common. There had to be digging. In your life of faith, has there ever been a time in your heart and your spirit that you've dug by faith? That you have dug down, and you'll notice what He does on this digging. Not only do you find here that He is a digging man, but look in verse 48, He's a dependent man. He dig deep, and here it is, and He laid the foundation on a rock. Have you ever become dependent upon Christ, who is the solid rock? It's so wonderful when you can depend on Christ. You know, many of you have been taught in religion, oh, we're not supposed to go to the altar and pray, and we're not supposed to be so weak. Let me tell you something. When we're weak, then we become strong. This man went to digging and he realized he could lay everything he had on the solid rock of the greatest foundation. Quit laying everything you've got in the world, but dig down deep by faith and trust Christ to be your Savior this morning. Boy, I'm glad when he digged, there was a determination there involved, and he just laid it on the rock. You know, when storms come, it seems like the last 4 or 5 years, I've seen some of the hardest things happen to families. I talked with a family within a couple of months ago, and somebody in their life had just died. This was a young person. This was an old person. And in the background, it was total torment of screaming and care. It was just like, you see, when you've got everything you've got laid on a foundation, things will come and things get hard. But honey, let me tell you something. I'm anchored to somebody this morning. There's things can come to my house and devastate me. Why, you think if all my family got killed on the way home today, that'd be the most devastating thing that ever happened in my life. But let me tell you something. I know where my heart's laid this morning. It's on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. Thank God I'm anchored. I'm glad it's not in who I am or what I've done, but it's all in Christ, in Christ alone. Thank God one day I dug my faith and hit the solid rock. Hallelujah. People are totally devastated and destroyed because they've not hit that rock.
Oh, I'm glad I hit the rock.
That digging was pretty easy for me. Brother Elmer Kaysen, he lived in the Macedonia community. He was a well digger. Brother Elmer came to my trailer one Saturday and he's witnessing to me. I was doing things I was ashamed of. Matter of fact, I was rolling up to smoke another joint. Me and Renee had an old brown Naga hide couch. Y'all remember them Naga hide vinyl couches? I raised that cushion up, throwed that bag of weed on there. That old man of God come sat right down on top of my devil. And he told me the greatest thing I've ever heard. He said, Ken Bowman, Jesus loves you. And when he said this, Brother Mike, have you ever been saved? It's like he poured gas down my neck. He walked out and God stayed. And that was on Saturday. Sunday morning I got saved because I want to tell you this. That digging became easy then. I realized I was lost. And I stepped by faith and I hit the rock. And I don't know if anybody in this building is saved but one. I've got good ideas about several. Matter of fact, there's some folks I could stand up this morning and say, by the effects of your life, you look like you're saved. And there's some that sometimes I wonder, you've made profession, but I don't see no fruit in your life, and it bothers me as your preacher. You better know. You better know that you've hit the rock. And going to heaven's not going to church and doing good, but it's trusting Jesus Christ and Jesus alone as your Savior. You see, there was a digging. And you know, you'll even notice this storm gets up. Look what he does, and I finish this sermon. He's like a man which built a house, dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. Now watch. And when, underline this in your mouth, and when the flood arose, they're coming. Not if, but when. Listen to me. The greatest families in this church, it's coming. But if you've dug deep, you're going to make it. And then spiritually, if we've dug deep and hit the rock, we're going to heaven by the grace of God. You know, sometimes when storms come, this is what I got to do. First of all, I think about the natural. So many times it picks over. What I need to do, who I need to call, what I need to push, what I need to do, what I need to do to make it work. But what about this digging? Spiritually, now I've got to dig and clean some stuff out and realize where I'm standing. Folks, Jesus loves you this morning. He cares about you. He's not a God that just saves you and walks off and leaves you to do the best you can. He lives in us if we're saved. And it's wonderful to have Him. Go to bed with Him, wake up with Him, eat with Him, go to town with Him. It's wonderful to have Him. I want to ask you, how's you digging? This firm foundation, he was a decisive man. I hear a lot of times, well, I wonder, am I going to go to heaven? Can I tell you, this Bible burns a lot brighter than that. You can know you're going to heaven. Brother John, some of them preachers was in the cabin this week and I was telling them about the day you got saved. Brother John Art, one of the best friends in my life, he's here this morning, his wife, children. I'd witnessed to John for years. John had taught me to play golf. We fished together. And Brother Lee, I remember one time coming back. I said, John, when the Lord comes and the rapture takes place, I want you to come get all my stuff out of my garage. I want you to have my boat and stuff. Brother Mike, John just looking floor. Around one Labor Day weekend, I called John one Saturday. I said, John, I wish y'all would come to church. You know what John said? Me and my wife just said, we coming down there to y'all's church in the morning. And he come. Miss Gail got saved. And Brother David, Brother John didn't get saved here that morning. But he left and I met him at Oak Mountain out there around Labor Day. I'll never forget this. John driving a big old long Mercury car and he stuck his key in that trunk, Brother Lee. And he reached in, got his golf bag out and he turned to me. And John Arp was doing something I never seen John Arp do. He is crying. I'm talking about a hard man. A good man had raised his family right. John is crying. You know what he said, Brother Randall? You know what he said to me? I said, "Hey, buddy, what's wrong?" He said, "Preacher, my wife got saved. She's going to heaven and I ain't going." I said, "Oh, John, God would save you here this morning." Long story short, that next Sunday morning, John stepped out now and he come down here about this post somewhere. Now, I remember there's about six or seven more got saved with him that Sunday morning, Brother Mike. But it's an individual thing. You hear me? It's an individual thing. John Arp done something I'd never seen. Man, that tough dude. He went to squalling and just hugging people on the way back to the pew. John, I'm glad God saved you. Now we'll be in heaven together. You see, there was some digging on him, but then he got to doing some digging. Has it ever been a time when you've dug your way to God by faith? In your own way, made your mind up. Yes, I'm lost and I want to be saved and I'm coming to Jesus. Brother David, I want you to get us a verse ready today, just as I am, without one plea. You'll notice when this man, he dig deep, he laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. But Tim, I couldn't help but to think about Brother Donald this morning when the choir sung. Brother Donald really impacted my life. The way he'd stand up and just praise God and thank Him. Some of you have so impacted my life simply because nothing can shake you because you know in whom you believed and you're persuaded that He's able to keep that which you've committed unto Him against that glorious day. I want to say this in closing now. Brother David is going to lead us in this verse. We're going to sing a verse of this old song. I just want to ask you as a country preacher, would you dig your way to the rock this morning by faith? Each person's got to do their own digging. Your wife can't get saved for you. Your husband can't get saved for you. But Jesus will take you just how you are. Whosoever cometh to me is what He said. Would you come to Jesus this morning and trust Him with your heart and life? And so let your faith dig to God this morning. He'd say, I wouldn't care nothing about my membership. I wouldn't care about the works that I've done. I just simply know if you ever laid it all down on Jesus, trusted Him by faith and come the best way that you knew how, it's simply by letting your heart turn by faith and trust one that died for you. He paid your sin debt. What a Jesus. Let's just talk about me one second. I've done a lot of things before I got saved I'm ashamed of. And done some things since I've been saved I don't want to talk a lot about. But if you'd come to Jesus for what He done at Calvary's cross, when He shed His blood for you, He paid the price that God wanted. And now when I trust His Son, He's brought me to God because He's the intercessor. Not a Catholic priest, not a Baptist preacher. Simply Jesus and Jesus alone. Young person, God dealing with your heart to be saved. Are you ready to dig? Dig by faith and come to God this morning and hit the solid rock, who is Jesus Christ, our solid foundation. Ma'am, would you come and trust Jesus today? Sir, many of you have been here, been thinking, pondering. Why don't you get some urgency about you and come to Christ this morning? Because He loves you. And He'll forgive you of your sins. And come and live in you. And give you a home in heaven. All around this building. What's our number, Brother David?